are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Boy, am I energized this morning.
I should say so. You're right in the midst of the Energize Conference.
This is
the final day, and it sounds like the turnout was great.
The turnout was much better than it has ever been historically. I kind of expected that because we benefit from a central location, and you can drive to Fort Pierre from almost anywhere in the state in 3 hours. So that really is a big deal. You know, we went to the Energize Conference was in Milbank last year, and in Lemon the year before. And that's a heck of a drive for a lot of people in the state.
It is.
So, I think we're right at 165 or something like that, and the biggest crowd they've ever had is I think 123. So, we're really pleased. We had quite a few people register at the door. Quite a few local people registered at the door.
Excellent.
And just heard about it and decided to come. So. And it is just a fantastic conference. I am very pleased with everything, with the programming, with the meals, with the mix of people. We have like 20 resources. I wouldn't call them vendors because they are resources for municipalities and that's been amazing just to have that mix of people in with us. And. And it's been good. Oh, and the keynote speaker was awesome. And you have his program on the radio, Andrew. I just lost his last name. Andrew McCray.
Oh, okay.
And he did just a super job on the keynote speech. It was one of the best I've ever heard. It's going great. And
excellent. Yeah, you've got some more sessions today.
Some more this morning. In fact, I almost forgot that Chris Maxwell and I are presenting one of the breakout sessions this morning, and we're going to talk about how a business improvement district benefits a municipality. And I will talk about the establishment, how you get it in place, kind of the process, and then Chris will talk about the Fort Pierre Tourism Council, because that's what the bid board is, what funds all of our tourism and promotion efforts. And when it was interesting, when I looked back at the original documents, the prediction was that it would raise from about $10,000 a year. Well, and it raises over $100,000. So
my goodness.
Yeah. So, it's a great thing for a small town, and so that's what Chris and I are going to be talking to some of the participants about this morning, is what it's done for us.
Very nice. So glad to hear that it's gone over so well, and you'll finish off today, and it sounds like on a really high note.
I think so. I can't complain about anything. It has gone so well. Our evening last night was just fun. And we called it Have Fun Fort Pierre Style. And so we had a wonderful brisket dinner and with all of the trimmings. And then our entertainment was Bonnie Krogman, who is a cowgirl poet, from White River. And she does a wonderful job. She's so entertaining and down to earth and genuine. And then we had our own star, Danny Hall, our homegrown star.
Nice.
And interestingly enough, his daughter was a participant at the conference. He had no idea she was presenting, and she had no idea he was entertaining.
just the way it worked out.
Yeah, that was neat. And then the Dirty Boot Band played last night, and they're such a bunch of talented young people, and Danny Hall played and sang with them, and they were thrilled.
That is wonderful.
Oh, it was wonderful entertainment. It was great.
And speaking of the Dirty Boot Band, they are going to be part of the kickoff of the First Thursday events.
They are. And we're always pleased to have them. They like I say, they're a very talented group of kids. And the youngest one turns 11 today. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, so, and I think the oldest is 17. It's two families, cousins. And yeah, they're very good. They sing some of the old favorite country western. They sing some a little rock and roll, and they sing some of their own original songs that they have written and are recording. So these kids are doing well.
That is great to hear. Yeah, the First Thursday events, it's going to be a lot of fun. They'll be performing. There'll be vendors. There's just going to be a lot going on at the Fishers
Exactly,
Lily Park.
Exactly. And so the first one, obviously, is in June, and that is June 2nd, Thursday, June 2nd. And so the Maxwell Strategies group is working hard on all of the details. And I'll have somebody come in and talk to you about that so that people will know the specifics, but as you say, we always have something for the kids.
Yes.
And I know we were lining up some the little tractor poles one of the days, and I don't know if it's the first one or not. We'll have bouncy houses. We'll have always a fundraiser meal. Mm-hmm. Always live music, and always something for the kids, and always vendors, and so. We'll get back with the details when we have them.
Yeah, it's a fun family event. We're just 3 weeks away, so make sure you mark it on the calendar, June 2nd.
Exactly.
Don't miss out. Anything else
exactly.
you want to mention today?
Well, the only thing that I should mention is, and I'm going to have Scott Deal talk about this more, but I had a call from the organizer of the Indian Relays, and as you know, Fort Pierre is hosting the national relays.
This right.
is national. And so that we have had regional before, but this year we are hosting the national. So I'm very proud of Scott Deal and what he's accomplished at the fairgrounds. We all are. So tons of activities at the fairgrounds this year.
Yeah, another great event to add to the lineup this summer.
Exactly. Our calendar's just getting very full.
It really is. Well, thank you for coming over.
You're so welcome.
I know you'll enjoy the rest of the Energize Conference.
Back to Energize.
That's right. You have a wonderful
okay.
day, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.